The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right. We got some football talk. We got some fun talk. Sports stuff. You name it. Let's do it. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Wednesday where we do things just a little bit differently.
What do we do differently?
When you call, text, tweet, send a raven, however you do it, put odds on it. What are the odds? It's going to be a fun show, Hoffman.
I think it's going to be about percent 91.
I'm feeling pretty good about it.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's going to be a good show, but it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
And also,
we'll have fun. I don't know if the listeners will, but
yeah, we're going to just enjoy ourselves, and hopefully they'll tag along. But you can also watch us on live stream if you wish. Go to ESPN975.com and click on Watch Us on Live Stream. That's pretty easy.
And I'd rather you listen on the radio, though.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the...
Or the app.
Right. Right. So...
Does the... If people just listen on the tune on the stream thing, the tune in or whatever the... What's it called? The live stream?
Yeah.
Can they hear us?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And it's not just it's not just us sitting here and seeing us. You can actually listen.
Okay.
So... I sorted through several hundred emails last night to get together a list, so you guys should find out sometime today be getting your invite for the listener party. So yeah. If you missed out on that opportunity, we're still giving a few away. That's your last chance. I do want to clarify, though, if you're a sports map contributor, you really don't need to, try to get on the list. You're okay. You technically are part of our team. I had a few people ask that, so. But, I couldn't respond to every single email, so if I didn't respond to you, please don't take it personally. There were just too many of them, but I did try to sort it out where everybody got a fair chance, and hopefully you'll be finding out. Some of you sent me 11 emails from the same person. That actually got you moved down a tier.
Oh.
It's like, I got the first one! So, hopefully... Hopefully you guys will enjoy it, and that was your chance to get invited by us. So,
if you didn't get invited by us, you're gonna have to get with one of those other schlubby shows.
Yeah, or just when we give them away, because we'll be doing that. But a lot of people had a lot of nice things to say about us, so I appreciate every one of you. Just didn't have time to respond to all 300 emails.
300.
Yeah.
Look how famous you are.
It's not me.
Look how famous you've become.
No, it's the it's the Blitzers. It's
Fred. You've become very famous,
that's
I have
right.
to tell you.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
But, I don't know how many that's going to translate to in terms of people who get invited.
Probably like five of those.
I would hope like 50.
Okay.
So, if you don't get an invite, well, sorry, I did the best I could. I did a lottery. I put them all in order. And
did you video yourself doing the lottery?
I did not. No.
Okay, because now there's going to be controversy.
No, I don't really care. And if you got left out, it's not because I hate you.
It could be.
It's just because
it could be because you don't like them.
No. There's none of those. In fact, the people who don't like me, I tried to move up so it wouldn't look like that.
And so it wouldn't seem suspicious.
There's also a lot of those too.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough.
How many emails did you get after 11?
Just one, actually.
Okay, that's not bad.
Yeah, and it was from somebody who does stuff for Sports Map, so she really didn't need to email me.
Okay.
And she's like, I know I'm late. And I'm like, well, don't worry about it.
You're fine. Good. Don't worry.
You're one of our video stars. You're okay. So, but yeah, I tried to get as many. It's kind of up to Michelle now.
Apparently, Juggalo Trey was worried that he wasn't going to be invited because he hasn't gotten an invite yet. But he doesn't need an invite. He's part of the squad here.
Yeah.
He's a great reason for our success.
He's also a sports map contributor. He is our sports map NASCAR guy.
Is he no longer on the intern schedule, Jung?
No, not until after the summer.
Why?
Because we have too many interns.
Get rid of some other ones. I want Trey back. You're bringing in schlubby interns. That's the best intern we've ever found. You need to really.
He's not really an intern anymore.
No, but he wants to come in and do intern stuff. I say we bring him in. It's good for him.
He's a sports map contributor and an occasional on-air contributor.
All right.
So, man, have you tried this Gatorade Zero that's out now?
No.
I'm a big fan of zero calories, zero sugar stuff. Mm-hmm. It tastes just like regular Gatorade.
I don't even like regular Gatorade anymore. I drink the G2.
Yeah.
It's like less syrupy than regular Gatorade. I like that better.
But I picked one of these up in the gym today. And it's like, hey, man, this tastes just like the regular. Because I always drink the lemon lime, which tastes like garbage. Mm-hmm. I'm used to it. That's what I grew up with.
I like orange flavored Gatorade.
Okay. I like the lemon lime.
I used to like Citrus Cooler, but then they stopped making Citrus Cooler. John, do you remember Citrus Cooler Gatorade?
Yeah.
It was the best Gatorade, right? That was what Michael Jordan always drank in the commercials. Like he made Citrus Cooler big. And then it went away.
So it's like the Szechuan sauce of
kind of like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then I look at it and it says limited time offer. So I guess they're only doing this for a short time. That kind of sucks.
Oh, the Gatorade Zero?
Yeah.
Well, maybe if it works, they're probably going to keep it going. Well,
I hope they do.
Yeah.
I like this stuff. I just don't like the calories that come with it. But, yeah, so I grabbed a couple when I got done today and tried it out. And I like it.
Okay. I watched a movie last night.
What did you watch?
It was on Netflix. It's a Netflix original movie called How It Ends.
I saw you tweet out that you did not like that.
It was awful. It had Forrest Whitaker in it, and I was like, oh.
I haven't seen him since he got whacked in Black Panther.
Right. And when you think of Forrest Whitaker, usually he's involved in pretty good movies.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
He's very underrated as an actor. When he shows up, it's usually pretty good.
He's been around for a while, and he's made his way to where... And if you remember when he did the Last King of Scotland, which I guess was now like 12 years ago or something like that, he was like best actor from everyone. He got best actor from everybody. He did The Butler. A few years ago.
Yeah, not a good movie.
I didn't watch it,
but he
got the best actor for
He was great. Movie itself was like, okay.
So not good. He was in How It Ends with, I forget the other guy's name, Theo James, who is apparently, my wife said he's famous from the movie Divergent or the series Divergent. Like there's a bunch of movies called Divergent and he's a star.
Aren't those
of it.
Essentially kid movies?
Yes.
They're like glorified kid movies.
I think it's like the Hunger Games.
Yeah.
But he's in that. Really handsome guy. So I watched this movie last night. It's 2 hours. It never at any point makes sense, particularly at the end. The movie's called How It Ends. And then it ends stupid. It ends mercifully. It was just a really poorly done movie. And I hate when I sit down and I watch something and it takes up 2 hours and it's just, there's no redeeming qualities. None. Normally I can find something. Oh, yeah. I laughed a couple times or whatever. Nothing. Nothing. Like there was a topless scene with this chick, but you couldn't even see boob. It was just like a snapshot.
And well, then that's like, not really a topless scene.
I mean, you saw her peel her top off, and then he like smothers her so fast that you don't see any action.
That's not topless.
No. Pretty lame. So all in all, horrible movie I'm going to go with. And I do have an update on, remember on, was it Monday? I was telling you about this Lindsay Y-O-K, or Lindsay O-K, the Ravens blogger.
Yeah.
Who had some unfortunate tweets.
Yeah.
That weren't great. I retweeted those and said they were not elite. They include the NFL stands for N-words for life. Asians can't drive. If you're Asian, sorry, not because you're reading this, but because you can't drive. Swallow, female dog. There's people starving in Africa, and I'm crying. When aren't you crying, British cigarette? So those came out, and they were from between 2010 and 2012. So the young lady decided it was in her best interest to respond once they sort of went viral. Now, you've heard the tweets. You tell me what you think of her response. Those tweets from 10 years ago, first of all, that wasn't 10 years. 2012 was six years ago. That's not 10. You can't just round up.
Nope.
Those tweets from 10 years ago that were taken out of context, I mean, that's kind of Twitter. It's
okay. I'm not quite sure. Was she quoting song lyrics?
I don't think so.
I'm not a fan of that. At least, okay. I get that. But if she's not quoting song lyrics, I'm not sure how you're taking them out of context.
They do not reflect my personality, my beliefs, or the way I think and carry myself. I'm truly sorry to anyone that may have been offended by those tweets. If you've taken the time to get to know me, to listen to my stuff, to read my stuff, you would know that's not me. If you haven't, I can confidently tell you that I don't have a single racist, homophobic, or bad bone in my body. Okay. Was I dumb? Was I young? Was I stupid and unaware? All yes, but I am not a racist, homophobic, or anything related that some are trying to paint me as. I refuse to be labeled as something I'm not and have never been. I don't know. Any time white people use the N-word on the internet, it's almost instantly you're labeled as kind of racist. Like, even Eminem doesn't use the N-word. That's because he doesn't want anyone thinking that he might even be a little bit racist. So, I don't know, Lindsay. I think there's at least one racist bone in your body.
Well, depending on who she's dated, I'm sure she's had more than one racist bone in her body.
Yeah. She says, I've gotten a lot of messages with questions, and it's impossible to respond to everyone. Those old tweets were not meant in a hateful way or to bash anyone. They were not my words. Okay. They don't reflect my thoughts or belief. That's the truth. People can be cruel and judgmental. I am certainly guilty of both, and I bet most of you are too. Which makes us all human is being able to realize mistakes and grow and learn, which is something I hope all of us can do every single day. We're not always put in the best position to make good decisions, and I am super hard on myself and have always been hard on myself. We all show signs of weakness, but I'm trying to be the best I can be. Sometimes you win. This time I lost.
What the hell is she even talking about?
That being said, please focus your energy on people who do use those words in a hateful way, those who are ignorant and refuse to evolve, and those who have nothing but hate in their hearts. I cannot express in words how much love I have in mine. So there's a loving way for white people to use the N-word, and then there's a hateful way for them to use it, right? And there's a loving way to use the
British cigarette word.
The British cigarette F-word. And then apparently there's a hateful way. Like, you know, even like black dudes will use the N-word with each other as sort of like a sign of brotherhood. I never hear gay dudes go, hey, what up, F-word? And slap hands and fist bump.
I've actually had a couple of my friends, they call each other all the time. Yeah.
Oh, I don't like that.
Yeah, it makes me uncomfortable, but to them it's funny, so...
So, that's the latest from her story. One of my favorite things about it was when she posted her original message yesterday. The first person who responded, you want to guess who it was? Another famous female sports lady.
Really?
Female sports lady? Yeah. Britt McHenry.
Oh, God.
She said, "You've openly called me the C word, among other obscenities. I'd say karma is a B, but honestly, I know how hurtful the internet can be when you make mistakes. Instead, I'll pray for you." That might have been a chance for Lindsay to say, I don't call people the C word because there's love in my heart.
Right.
But instead she said, "Please don't associate yourself with me. Thanks." And that was the end of that to someone who was praying for her.
So Britt McHenry.
Britt McHenry is more compassionate.
Somebody that we can all agree is.
Oh, sucks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But that
actually. She's coming out as a hero.
Kind of a nice. That was kind of a nice tweet to her.
She wins this. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Has this tool been fired yet?
I don't think so. I don't think anything's come out with it yet. So.
Disco says, didn't know the N word or F word was acceptable to use 6 years ago. Even in context. Yeah, I'm pretty sure those words were not okay 6 years ago. Or yeah. 10.
And you can search, and it says, at Britt McHenry, I don't use this word, but you seem like such a bleeping C word. But you
do use that word.
You do use that word.
That was one of the most rambling attempts at deflection that I've ever heard.
Hmm.
I mean, none of her responses made any sense. Just say, you know what? I bleeped up. I shouldn't have put that stuff in there. I don't really feel that way. People make mistakes. I made a mistake. End of discussion.
And maybe while we're on the subject of making sure that you don't you don't leave old tweets that can come back to haunt you, how about going back and deleting the tweet where you called Britt McHenry the C word? That would be like, I'd be like, oh man, these tweets that came out from, in my mind, 10 years ago, but in actual time, 6 years ago, are really hurting me right now. Maybe I should get rid of other tweets that could come back to haunt me, like the time I called Britt McHenry the C word. And she doesn't seem to think that's a priority. She's okay with it.
Wow.
Leaving it hanging out there.
Our buddy Rachel said, I got into a Twitter fight with Britt a while back, and at the end of it all, we became friends.
There you go.
Well, there's no way to transition into this. I'll just tell you, if you're paying too much money on your credit cards and you got good credit, well, guess what? Lightstream is the way to go. You could save money this summer. And this, here's the thing. Depending on how much you have in credit card debt, well, you could save thousands. Because you can refinance, you can get a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Easy way to save lots of dollars, lower your interest rate. They offer credit card consolidation loans from 5.89% APR with AutoPay. The average credit card interest rate's about 18%. So I'm not good at math, but that's a pretty good savings, especially if you're talking about a lot of dollars. And guess what? You could get your funds as soon as the day you apply. It's that simple. Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees. So say goodbye to high-interest credit cards this summer. Start saving with Lightstream. How about this? Blitzers can save even more with an additional interest rate discount on top of their already low rates. The only way to get this discount is to go to Lightstream.com/Fred. LIGHTSTREAM.com/Fred. Start saving money today. Subject to credit approval. Rates include 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com for more information.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. It is a What Are the Odds win today. And so do we just have one listener appreciation party thing to give away, John?
Yes.
Okay. Do I need to give away less since I gave Michelle such a long list?
No, she's shaking her head.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I did put some effort into that. I just, you know, I hope the people who get invited appreciate that. And the ones who don't, I hope they don't hate me too much. But you see this, Lamont tweeted this, that Larry Nassar said he was assaulted in prison.
Good.
Yeah. I'm going to say I'm for. You sexually abuse a bunch of women?
Yeah.
You deserve whatever you get in prison. In fact, I kind of think, yeah, you know, that guy, if he's out in Gen Pop, I hope he's getting popped twice a day. Maybe three.
Yeah.
You know, make it hard for him to walk.
I hope he's throttled.
Everybody's agreeing with you on how bad that movie is.
Oh, it's horrible. There's no redeeming quality. I'm slow to say that a movie's really bad.
Yeah.
Because I understand it's not easy to make like a hit movie. And I'll find something in most movies that I'm like, okay, that was good, or that was a good nude scene, or
yeah, at least, you know, or
like a beheading, or
yeah, okay, the movie sucked, but this guy's acting was pretty good. Like right. A lot of times, I'll do that.
It was bad. It was bad, 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 bad. And a lot of people are saying that all the Netflix produced movies, like the original Netflix movies, are all bad. I haven't watched a whole lot of them, but it's weird because the Netflix produced television content, like the series, really good, yeah, is all really good. So what's going on with them? I don't know.
I think the only one I've seen movie-wise is that Will Smith movie that I thought was better than people gave it credit for.
I haven't watched it.
The one with the elves and stuff.
Yeah,
you watched
yeah
it.
Right. Oh, yeah, I did watch yeah that. I didn't like that very much, yeah, but I didn't think it was horrible.
No, but you don't like elves and orcs and stuff.
No,
and
I don't
do
like that stuff.
Yeah, but I actually enjoyed that movie. I don't think it was great. It's not one that I'll probably watch again. But the it's funny because I've officially completely switched over now. I mean, I still have DirecTV, but I have just the basic package for sports.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got it all arranged now where I have all the stuff I had before, and it's about half the price I was paying.
Okay.
But I haven't quite adjusted to the fact that I have to go to Sling to watch certain shows and record certain shows.
It just seems like...
It's kind of a pain in the ass. I'd rather just pay the money.
For the convenience, right?
Yeah, but you know, this is one of the things that the wife got in her head, and I can't really change her mind on it.
It's so weird.
Because I have all the stuff, but now I have to go to like four different places to get it.
It's like Eric Warner. Like, he's not allowed to have TV at his house either. Like, these wives just think, oh, well, I'm cutting the cord.
Yeah, well, I have TV, and I have all the stuff I had before, but it's like little stuff. Like, I wanted to watch one of the Poker After Dark things, and it's like I have to go search for it in a different place now.
Ugh.
Once I get used to it, I'm sure it'll be fine. But it is a little weird because it's like you have Sling, and then you have DirecTV, and then you have Netflix, and then you have Amazon, and...
It's too much.
Yeah, it is. The problem is we already had Netflix and Amazon anyway.
Yeah, I have that stuff too. But I just, if I want to watch something on just regular TV, it's just there. And I love that I can set my DVR from my phone. I mean, I can watch TV on my phone. I can watch my like live television from my DirecTV. I can just stream onto my phone.
And I can still do that, and it still has... But I also figured out there's a lot of channels that I just am not watching anymore.
Of course there is.
That I, that I was paying
been
for. But I mean, there's stuff that I would have thought that I watched, but we actually went through and tracked everything for a couple of months. And yeah, we'll see. I so far, I mean, it's just an adjustment. I don't like having my routines messed with. I have been watching that Yellowstone with Costner.
I've got them all recorded. That's, I haven't watched it yet.
I'm really liking that show.
All right.
It's another thing, though. I don't think I ever want to go to... I know I'm never going to Wyoming because I'll get killed from watching Longmire. I don't think I'm going to Montana either because rich white farmer guys will kill me.
Yeah.
So, a lot of murder going on. JD asks, is that movie worse than Caddyshack 2?
Yeah, Caddyshack 2 made me laugh a little bit.
Yeah, there was a couple of, that's kind of funny in Caddyshack 2. Not much. That is one of the all-time worst.
It's not good, but there were a couple moments in it where I was like, okay, I'll giggle. This one had nothing.
What is considered the worst movie ever made? I know that IMDb did that best list, and Citizen Kane's always near the top.
Of the worst movie ever made?
No, of the best movies. But I don't know that I've ever seen a worst movie ever made list.
What was they just did a movie about the...
Planet Nine from Outer Space.
What was the movie that just got made about the worst movie ever? It's got
That was I watched that. It wasn't bad. And then I wanted to go watch the movie. What the hell was that called?
The Disaster Artist.
Yeah, yeah.
With James Franco.
Yeah, yeah, I heard that was actually pretty good.
The movie,
I've
heard Disaster Artist is too. Yeah, it's really good. I enjoyed it.
But it's sort of a it's basically a take on the worst movie ever made, and it's called The Room.
Yeah,
is the name of the movie.
Yeah,
the Disaster Artist is I haven't seen it. From what I understand, it's about the guy who made the Room, right?
Yeah, and okay. His actor buddy.
So and that guy's really weird. I heard him on Stern. He's a really odd bird, but
he comes off that way. One of the cool things about Disaster Artist is they show some of the scenes from the movie that they did in the Disaster Artist. It was really cool because it looked just like what was in The Room.
One thing I know that happened in The Room is the main actor got changed halfway through the movie, and they didn't mention anything about it. They just used a different actor for the rest of the movie. Like, that's pretty bad. That's bad. I get pissed when that happens, like, over a season in a TV show. Like, one season there's this character, next season he comes back as someone different. I'm like, what? This is worse. Like, it's one movie.
Well,
that's pretty bad.
The thing is, if they make a movie about how bad the movie is, it's probably pretty awful. Because the other one, I'm sure you saw Ed Wood with that movie was terrific, but it was about the guy who did Plan 9 from Outer Space.
Yes.
And I enjoyed that movie. Not Plan 9, but Ed Wood. That's still one of my favorites. All right, guys, I'm going to tell you about Harry's Razors. And how about convenience? How about saving a bunch of money? How about quality? That's Harry's, all three. That's the trifecta right there. You just hit a trifecta. And they want you to try their product so much, they're going to give you a great deal. How about this? $3, guys. $3 and free shipping. For a limited time only, new customers can save big on a Harry's shave set. Just use code FAOUR at harrys.com. You'll get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover for just $3 plus free shipping. And they stand behind the quality of their products. If you don't love your shave, you let them know, they're going to give you a full refund. How about that? You'll get all $3 back. It's that simple. Replacement cartridges are really inexpensive. They're less than half the price of what you're paying for these big-name razors. And the quality is just as good. If you're one of those people that wants to buy them in the store, they're available in Walmart and Target, so you can try them there. But the best thing to do, get online. $3. I mean, I love Harry's. It's so cool for me. I never have to think about shaving. I never have to think about when I get razors. It used to be that I would wait till my razors got really messed up and gunky and everything else, and I just couldn't use them anymore, and then I'd go buy some. I don't even have to worry about that anymore. It's so cool because they show up right when I need them. For a limited time only, special offer just for the Blitzers, $5 off a shave set from Harry's. Just use code FAOUR at harrys.com. That means you get a starter set, comes with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code FAOUR at harrys.com. Join the millions of guys who've already switched and go to harrys.com today. Use code FAOUR at checkout to claim your offer.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back on the Blitz. Blitzer Jake says they have midnight showings of The Room once a month at the River Oaks Theater. Plastic spoons thrown and movie heckled. Lots of audience participation. I kind of was wanting to see The Room after I saw The Disaster Artist. Not a whole lot, but it kind of made me curious about it. And people asking are you excited that HBO has greenlit Deadwood, the movie?
I hadn't seen that. I knew there was talks about it. I hadn't seen that it was actually happening. But yeah, I am excited about that.
It is official. Apparently it's going to come out next year. So they're already. It's already getting ready to start getting everybody back and get in production. They've got a script for it. Apparently, the one of the big dogs for HBO was interviewed at the Television Critics Association Summer Press Tour. Final Game of Thrones season will air in 2019, but they say it will be the first half of the year. So it'll be earlier rather than later. So it'll be eligible for the Emmy Awards.
Okay.
April.
That's
I'm guessing third week of April.
That's pretty late first half of the year, though.
They usually, that's when they usually do it. Uh-huh. And all rumors have it dropping April 20-something.
What was it supposed to be?
April.
Okay.
So, I mean, he's just confirming that. He's not giving a date, but he's confirming that it's going to be around that time. Because I think the third or fourth weekend of April is like the deadline for the Emmys.
Mm. Said he also defended criticism of Westworld, which just ended its second season, saying HBO was happy with it, but that the convoluted series is, quote, not for casual viewers. It requires your attention. I think that's fair. But Deadwood is aiming to begin production this fall for a possible air date next spring to wrap up the series, which, and we'll ask RJ about this Friday. He tweeted out like his all-time series. He has Deadwood number one.
It's up there.
It's up there for me too.
It just didn't have enough seasons for me to put it number one.
Yeah, because it was three seasons and it didn't really end. So, you know, there you go.
He also said that the Game of Thrones prequel will start filming beginning of 2019.
It's got, I will say, it's top five all-time HBO series. Deadwood is.
Yeah, it's one of those, it's hard for me to judge it, like, even when you look at, okay, because The Wire wasn't really long season-wise, but it did have,
six seasons?
I guess six seasons.
That's a good run.
But you also had one really bad season in there, my opinion. And Deadwood didn't have any bad seasons or even really bad episodes, but it didn't last long. It's like Banshee. It ended at the right time. So is it fair to compare that?
But Banshee ended properly. Deadwood, they were just like, well, we can't afford to make this show anymore.
Right.
That's lame. But so. I think The Wire, Sopranos, I think Game of Thrones, Deadwood, and then, I don't know, you could use like Curb Your Enthusiasm or Entourage was a good show. There's a lot of shows. A lot could round out that top five. I know a lot of people like Sex and the City. It's not for me, but a lot of people like it. Oz was good too. Although Oz, I don't know how well Oz holds up these days.
Yeah.
So,
but there was a show going way back to early on when they were first doing those that I really liked that I've never seen them bring back. But it was Dream On. Did you ever see that with Brian Benben? And his ex-wife was, like, always dating these famous guys and stuff. And it was actually a really funny, kind of cool HBO show that, it's like nobody remembers it.
But, and one of my favorites is Larry Sanders' show.
Oh, yeah.
That's just comic gold.
Yeah.
And it's a
lot of people classic. Like that 6 Feet Under.
Yeah. It's not my favorite. A lot of people do like it, though.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. D wants to know, what are the odds the Texans break the Greenbrier curse and win over seven games?
50%?
45%.
Okay.
It depends on Deshaun Watson's health. It has nothing to do with the Greenbrier. If he's healthy and plays great, they're going to win more than seven games. If he blows a knee in week four, they're not winning seven games. Even if they're 4-0. But, yeah. And, man, I'm getting emails from people that say I missed out on the thing yesterday. And it's like, I'm sorry, I did it one time. That was a one-time thing. If you still want to win, we'll be giving them away on the air. We have a few more giveaways to do, but I can't do any more than what we've already done. Sorry. 713-780 ESPN. 49 said Deadwood ended when history said it did. It was based on true people and events, although altered for entertainment purposes. It was only tangentially based on real people.
Yeah, there were characters that were real people, like Wild Bill and stuff like that, but it wasn't.
Yeah. There was no swear engine.
No.
Swidgin'. every time I hear that, I want to say the word that goes with it that you can't say on air. 713-780-ESPN. Your number, 713-780-3776. And a lot more to get to, so please don't go anywhere.
Got to tell you guys about Republic Harley Davidson. They are Houston's number one Harley dealer. They provide superior customer service. They've got an entire team to support you, the valued customer. They pride themselves on having well-trained experts that strive for customer satisfaction. That's you can just look at the numbers. They've got the best customer satisfaction numbers of all Harley Davidson dealerships in the area. They beat the national average. They know how to take care of the customers. They've been in business since 2001. They've got a ton of the latest models from Harley, as well as a vast selection of really clean pre-owned Harleys. And then Bike Night, they're doing it once a month. They do Bike Night. Come on out, listen to some live music, drink some free drinks, eat some free food, get some door prizes, take a free demo ride, and enter for your chance to win a new 2018 Harley-Davidson motorcycle. Winner's going to be drawn at the last Bike Night in October. We just missed the July one. I'll let you know when they tell me the date for the August one. It's going to be a great time. And if you want a Harley-Davidson, but you're new to riding, Republic's got you covered there. New rider classes every weekend. And if you want to freshen up the skills that you've already got, they've got experienced rider classes too. Call or visit RepublicHD.com for more information. Let them show you why Republic Harley-Davidson is Houston's number one dealer. Stop in and visit them, 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway. Open Tuesday through Saturday, or always open at RepublicHD.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hey, check out SportsMap.com. A lot of good stuff on there today. Really, really busy day for a Wednesday. Lance has his little Texans primer, so if you're a Lance Erline fan, good stuff, actually.
Or if you're not, you can read it and then bitch at him.
Yeah, he likes that.
How stupid he is.
He really likes that when you talk. He really doesn't know what he's talking about, especially when it comes to film study. And then
hack.
There's a really interesting little story from one of our interns, Grayson, who actually plays college baseball.
Okay.
Who breaks down Kyle Tucker's stance and swing and why he thinks he's got a chance to be pretty good.
Okay.
So that's worth checking out. And he didn't like him when they drafted him. So he kind of went and looked at how his stance was and in high school, and then when he first came up with the Astros, and kind of how it is now. Joel's got a video on, can the Astros get something done at the deadline? Our buddy Paul loves the Carmelo signing for the Rockets. Okay. Everybody seems to.
Everybody does.
Except for Patrick Creighton, who I heard a little bit of today while I was driving in, and then he started screaming at a Cowboys fan, so I had to turn it off. We have the final Texans training camp preview from Brian on special teams. Jerry Bowe's got some midweek plays for you if you want to get some soccer on.
No, not me.
And then Dell has his weekly look at what's going on in college football. So lots of good stuff on SportsMap. Follow us on Twitter at SportsMapHOU. If you're following me, I usually tweet out stuff in the mornings, but I don't always have time to get to it. But
you should follow Fred anyway for occasional.
You should.
Occasional nudes.
You should. So,
do you know how I know people don't listen? Somebody just called and said Fred just said that email him to win something.
No,
he didn't. No, he didn't.
All right, and I
God, keep, I hate everyone.
Honestly, and this is why I knew by doing this yesterday that and trying to do a nice thing for everybody, all I was going to do was piss people off who didn't hear yesterday's show, and I'm sorry. That's you still have a chance to win. We're going to be giving away stuff on air like we've been doing all along. But as far as getting on the Blitz list, that was a one-shot deal. And I knew it was going to be a lot of work for me, and I was willing to do that. But what I'm not going to do is say, oh, I missed out. Can I get in now? I can't help you. I did everything the best I could for all you guys. So if you didn't get a chance to listen to yesterday's show, I'm sorry. You still have a chance to win.
Okay.
Or, you know, hit up one of the other shows and try to get on their list. But this is the most popular show on the station. It's the one that is just, I guarantee you, as soon as I said that yesterday, my email just completely blew up. So it was a lot of work just to go through them all and give everybody a chance to get in. I did the best I could for the people who listen a lot, and I'm sorry if you missed, but there's nothing I can do today. It's really all I can say. And the list is turned in. I can't add anything to it. That's it. Sorry.
Hey, I ran across a story. Are you okay to talk some college football, or are you against that? I guess we could. We should.
We've
save
been talking.
It.
No, I love college football.
We don't have that much time in this segment.
All right, we'll do it top of the next segment. How's that?
Well, top of the next segment, we're going to talk to Alex Morano.
Okay, we'll do it 5:15.
Okay, 5:15. We're going to do it. I found a story about the 50 greatest college football players of this century ranked.
Okay,
but not based on what they did after college.
Okay, Case Keenum, Greg Ward Jr. Ed Oliver.
That's it. That's the top three. How'd you know that?
Of course I did.
How'd you know that?
Yeah, I'd be kind of curious. I actually bet Case should be on that list.
I believe that he is. It is a slideshow, though. So I took some of the highlights and kind of...
Apparently, somebody tells me there's a way you can get away from slide... Like, if you can run something on a slideshow and they'll give you a list.
I mean, that'd be nice. Yeah. I haven't figured that out yet.
If you know that... Tweet that at AJ. J. Marcus, you guys remember Arliss?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one. And a lot of people ask about Boardwalk Empire, which I should have loved because I love the mob. I like Steve Buscemi. I did not like Boardwalk Empire.
I wasn't crazy about it. Never, it was okay.
It was okay. It just never captured me.
Incredibly slow.
Yeah. Like it didn't always make me go, man, I can't wait till next week to watch it. And that's what, I mean.
Yeah, it was one of those, if I missed an episode or two, I didn't really care.
Like, I remember, and this was, maybe it's because DVRs weren't as commonplace back then, but, like, if I was going to miss an episode of The Wire, it would, like, it was upsetting. Now, luckily, HBO would kind of replay stuff, but it was like, oh, man, I can't believe I'm going to miss that. But, yeah, Boardwalk Empire, it never captured me, I don't think.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. So we'll have Alex at the top of the hour. We'll have some college football at 5:15. We'll have a gym of the day at 5:45.
Yeah.
That's like the teasing ahead thing. That's almost like being a professional radio show. I'm not sure I like that. So... Drunk Bevo says VY, Cam, and Reggie seem like top three. I bet Tebow's up there, too.
Tebow's should be up there, but
Cam should be pretty high on that list.
Cam is high on the list. I think there's a name that people are going to be surprised where he is. Not saying he's overrated, saying, man. And there's in turn, there's a guy who is, I think, third on the list that's like, what? Better than that guy? It's crazy. So that's why I found it interesting, and I figured it'd be worth bringing up. But we'll talk about it.
And you slideshowed it, so okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I took the good stuff of the slideshow, and like I basically made a notepad of what it is, so I don't have to go through the slideshow when we actually do it.
Okay. Good.
I've put the effort in.
713-780-ESPN. By the way, Triple Crown winner Justify has retired from racing, which I guess he had some minor injury. I'm pretty sure they never intended to run him again, even though they said they did.
Yeah.
They couldn't do anything but hurt his value from here. And in my opinion, he's one of the weakest Triple Crown winners we've ever had. And I think him running races later on in the year against older horses would have just kind of confirm that, and they're gonna make so much money off him from breeding, why mess with it?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Right,
let that guy live the life.
Yeah,
the life that he's earned.
Yeah, going bang Phillies.
That's right.
And mares.
All right, guys, it's Gulfgate time. The savings never stop at Gulfgate Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. Save more during the summer clearance event going on now, but you're running out of time. 7/31/18 is the end of that, so you want to get on it while you can. If you're in the market for a Jeep, now's a great time to lease one. A new 2018 Wrangler, only $59 a month. They've got a great inventory. They've got the largest Ram inventory in the loop if you're looking for a truck. And their new state-of-the-art service center is now open with twice the size to service twice the vehicles by certified technicians. Hurry down to Gulfgate Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram during the Jeep Celebration event, the summer clearance event, still going on now. 610 South Loop East and Gulf Freeway, always online at gulfgatedodge.com. 2018 Jeep Wrangler stock number 852076, $259 a month for 36 months, 10,000 annual miles, $39.95 due at signing. Offers expire 7/31/18.